some light in the name of Jesus. All that you have planned for us, all that you have planned for us, we rise and we manifest. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I want you to pray for the next 1 minute and say, Father, thank you that I'm rising to the next level. I want you to begin to thank God that you are rising. You see, you are rising. You are not going to be the same. 2020, you will manifest. Thank God for the manifestation. Thank God that every area of your life, your family, your the church, your marriage, your career, your education, the anointing, your health, every area will manifest. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, my city,
that are also prescribed what they are supposed to prescribe.
The testimony we heard just now, the doctors wanted to amputate the young man. That is unrighteous prescription. That is, you see, so many, many people have been, as I'm standing here, you see, this man, look at me, this one, I cannot touch my arm, I can do that. I had an accident and they wanted to amputate me in 1997. I told them no. You see, I told them no, that time I was not married, I was thinking about who will marry me. I'm telling you the truth. The first thing they told me, I said, what? This is, I just got a job at the bank, and within that time, they gave me a car, and I got a serious accident, and this, my arm here got smashed. When I went to hospital, the doctors looked at me and said, if you don't amputate it, the blood will come near your chest, your heart, and you die. I said, me? God gave me Ephesians chapter 11, verse 5. He said, God is the one that grew bones in the womb of a woman. Say, bones in the womb of a woman. And God is able to grow bones in the womb of a woman. He is able to grow bones in my heart. Is that okay?
Yes.
I refuse that unrighteous prescription. Say, unrighteous disease. Say, unrighteous prescription. Say, this year.
This year.
And the next decade.
And the next decade.
Concerning my family. Not every prescription is of God. Not every report you receive is of God. Those of us who are not spiritually sensitive, we just carry ourselves on the table in the butchers. From today, any unrighteous decree and prescription will nullify in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The devil says, this prayer is for the name of the King as well in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to pray a prayer of you. I'm going to travel you through Genesis chapter 1. Now, God spent 7 days to create, 7 days to create, and 7 days to rest. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, if God did that, the Bible says for 430 years, one day, God said, let my people go and be left. One day, a lecture student said, they found me in Samaria to move by Esther. And it was over.
Yes.
Esther said, just wait for me 3 days, I will change the king's bed. And Esther did it.
Yes.
Now, in these 7 days, God created the whole heavens and earth. We can stand on these prayer points we are going to pray. And throughout this year, and I said, the next decade, things will change for us in Jesus'
name. Amen.
The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says that when God created the heavens and the earth was without form and was void. And darkness covered every part. Now, we didn't, the Bible didn't tell how long the darkness had prolonged over time. All we know that God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and darkness. How long was that darkness?
We don't know.
Say with me, prolonged darkness.
Prolonged darkness.
In my life.
In my life.
Prior to this point.
Prior to this point.
The end is coming.
The end is coming.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, we don't know how long the darkness had prolonged. But in verse 3, the Bible says, that was the first day. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Any darkness ahead of us in 2020, any darkness against you and I, hidden from the eye, light overcome darkness.
Amen.
Light overcome darkness.
Amen.
You are praying that same with me, any prolonged darkness.
Any prolonged darkness.
Any prolonged darkness. Every darkness in my life.
Every darkness in my life.
Any darkness of poverty.
Any darkness of poverty.
Any darkness of lack.
Any darkness of lack.
Any darkness of barrenness.
Any darkness of barrenness.
Any darkness.
Any darkness.
Any system of darkness.
Any system of darkness.
Receive light.
Receive light.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name.
Let there be light.
Let there be light.
Let there be light.
Let there be light.
Firmament in the midst of the waters, let him divide the waters from the waters. God called the firmament heaven. Say heaven. Firmament simply means atmosphere. Say atmosphere.
Atmosphere.
Say atmosphere.
Atmosphere.
Say atmosphere.
Atmosphere.
Now the Bible says, when God created the, well, after he has said that let there be light, the atmosphere was not good. The atmosphere, the heaven atmosphere, the waters were, everything was chaos. And God said, let there be an atmosphere. Say the atmosphere.
Atmosphere.
We are praying for an atmosphere of peace in our homes.
Amen.
An atmosphere of glory in our lives.
Amen.
An atmosphere of miraculous.
Amen.
An atmosphere of new beginnings.
Amen.
Heavenly atmosphere.
Amen.
No disunity.
Amen.
No disagreement.
Amen.
No disappointment.
Amen.
No confusion.
Amen.
We are praying for atmosphere.
Amen.
Self me heavenly atmosphere.
Amen.
I pray about my household.
Amen.
Now I want you to prophesy atmosphere. In your house, in your career, in your job place, a good atmosphere, a good atmosphere. You are out of Syria. Pray for good atmosphere. Pray for good living. Pray for peaceful atmosphere. Syria.
Jesus
name. I refuse to lack.
I refuse to
swallow. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In our theater. Our theater. Shut up. You are bringing forth in Jesus' name. There will be new ideas in Jesus' name. You will produce in Jesus' name. You will bear fruit in Jesus' name. But power grants are broken in Jesus' name. Your lack is over in Jesus' name. Children bear fruit in Jesus' name.
Amen.
May your career bear fruit in Jesus' name.
Amen.
May your ministry bear fruit in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That is the fourth day, the third day. And on the fourth day, from verse 14 to 19, the Bible says, and God said, let there be light in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night. And let there be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. This is the time God created time and seasons. So if we come to God is outside time because he's eternal. But he does things in time and in seasons. Say, I will not miss my season.
I will not miss my season.
This word God, you see, God is outside time. But when he came, he knew that you can operate with man based on time and season. That's why the Bible says, Galatians 4:4 says, at the fullness of time, Jesus was born.
Amen.
God didn't allow Jesus to come later. He came at the right time. Say, I will bear fruit.
I will bear fruit.
I will not miss my season.
I will not miss my season.
See, there are some of us that listen to God was telling me that are some of you, you are in your seed season, and sometimes it appears you are getting frustrated. By the way, when you are in seed season, unless you be harvesting. But seasons are not static, they rotate. Your harvest season is coming in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And for your night season day will break in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Any season you are in that you are struggling now over the years, maybe it has been like that. But God is saying that you are entering into a glorious season in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
So to me that, Father God,
Father God,
let me shine.
Let me shine
in my season.
In my season.
Let me not miss my season.
Let me not miss my season.
Grant me season of abundance.
Grant me season of abundance.
Seasons of growth.
Seasons of growth.
Let my season of light.
Let my season of light.
Overcome my darkness.
Overcome my darkness.
Let my season of harvest.
Let my season of harvest.
Give me plenty.
Give me plenty.
Let there be a season of favor.
Let there be a season of
favor.
Oh Father God.
Let me not miss my season.
Let
my children never miss their season. Let my marriage never miss their season. Every area of my life.
Every area of my life.
The ministry,
our church,
and the ministers in the church,
and the ministers,
our homes,
may
we not miss our time,
may
we not miss our season, in the name of Jesus,
let
me give you prayer, Master, you are not missing your season, church, you are not missing your season, this year, whatever God has said, I want to do, Master, I'm gonna go. succeeding in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Your daughters will not be deceived.
Amen.
And the right hand, they will get married in Jesus' name.
Amen.
They will finish school and get career jobs in Jesus' name.
Amen.
They will achieve their dream jobs in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our children will not struggle in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our churches will not struggle in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will not miss your season.
Amen.
I will not miss my season.
Amen.
Your generation will not be their season.
Amen.
And the right hand, the Lord will appear. In the name of Jesus, or self confidence, I will not miss my season. I can't hear your word. Say, I will not miss my season.
I will not miss my
season. Say, I will not miss a second.
I will not miss
a minute. At the right
time,
I will manifest. At the right
time,
I am coming out.
At
the right time, I will see the glory of God. I will not miss my season. In the name of Jesus. That was the full day. In a few days, the Bible says in verse 20 to 23. God created great worlds, and every creature that moves. Say anything that moves. Which the waters brought forth abundantly. Say in abundance.
In abundance.
Say in abundance.
In abundance.
And then the son God said, God bless them. And say, be fruitful and multiply. Say in abundance.
In abundance.
Say all round blessings.
All round blessings.
Say all round fruitfulness.
All round fruitfulness.
And that was the field day. Say all round fruitfulness.
All round fruitfulness.
Plentifulness.
Plentifulness.
All round fruitfulness.
All round fruitfulness.
All round abundance.
All round abundance.
And plentifulness.
And plentifulness.
I receive.
I receive.
Every area of my life.
All round.
All round. In 2020. That's the last 10 years. And this decade we are in is the month somebody, the mouth gate. It's what you say that you get. Now, you see, when we say prophetic, prophetic is about what you hear, what you see, and what you receive. Now, one of the prophecies which is very powerful is the mouth gate. Say, the mouth gate.
I'm gonna go with you. I'm gonna go with you. Sit in your seats. Take a car on that. Please, please.
chapter 21, verse 1, it says, for 3 years, David carried over famine. Say, no carry over.
No carry over.
Say, I refuse to carry over.
I refuse to carry over.
The famous of yesterday is.
Say,
no carry over. Say,
no carry over.
Of evil sentence.
Of
pains.
Of pains.
Of agonies.
Of agonies.
Of lack.
Of lack.
Of poverty.
Of poverty.
No carry over.
No carry over.
No carry over.
No carry over.
I refuse to carry over. In Jesus' name. I want you to understand what the seven day word God did. Because you are not supposed, you are not permitted to carry over.
Okay.
And on the seventh day, which is chapter 2, verse chapter 2, verse 1 to the Bible, that's the heavens and the earth were finished, all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he rested. Say, there's rest.
There's rest.
Say, I am resting.
I am resting.
Now look at what the Bible says. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Because that day he had rested from all his work. Say, I rest.
I rest.
From all struggles.
From all struggles.
From all disappointments.
From all disappointments.
From all lack.
From all lack.
From all shame.
From all shame.
From all delays.
From all delays.
It is my time to rest.
It is my time to rest.
For you too, you must what?
Yes.
Oh yes. Now rest in this year. It's not going to be. We will pray. We will fast. We will go to church. But you see what the Bible says in second in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 19 and chapter 4, verse 2 say, who were those who did not enter his rest? Not those who didn't believe. If you believe, enter his rest.
I'm gonna make you mine.
if you are there, you are getting it. And something comes and shatter it. That is over in Jesus' name. We call it almost there. It's as if you are getting it. Then something comes. Say it is over in Jesus' name. That almost there. See, you go for a job interview. You perform all that you perform. After they didn't invite you, that's okay. You go. And they invited you to go. You go. You did very well. Then what? That is over in Jesus' name. That is over in Jesus' name. You are getting it in Jesus' name. Amen. Same God that has become glorious all of us today. Amen. May He give you rest in Jesus' name. Amen. May He give you rest in 2020 and in that day. In Jesus' name. May He give your children rest in Jesus' name. May He give our ministry rest in Jesus' name. May He give our marriages rest in Jesus' name. Our blessings rest in Jesus' name. Our finances rest in Jesus' name.